מסכת פרמצי דף למד זין, and starting at the point of the Bible bet, and this is being recorded at the Newark Airport. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss my flight to Memphis. I'm able to give this here, so it's being recorded. Dedicate the Yishu Nishmati when it's done in this war, to Eves, and Chatufim, and Shematan Shachar Ben Anat, Melot, the Paris tank. Also dedicate the shir to the third of Shiva for Dina, Uriah, Bat Yehudit, and Moshe Isaacson, Bishilu for his neshama, for her neshama. So we're starting right at the bottom of the Amud. So the very first wide line, Amar Yossi Katzah Halal says Schor B'Kaparato. So we saw that we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said that if a socher rented something, then lent it to somebody else, and then it died kedarko, there was ones. So the shoel has to pay the socher, and the socher doesn't have to pay the owner, because he was patur from kedarka throughout in the course of events. And Rabbi Yossi said, "What are you talking about? He's doing schor at somebody else's stuff. He's got to give the money to the bala bayit." So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halachak Rabbi Yossi. So and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel paskas halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that he can't keep the money. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Rav Yehuda. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda asks Rav Yehuda, he says, "Tell me, Amar Telan Mishpah Rav Shmuel Chaluka Rav Yossi Af Rishona." So he says, even in the first Mishnah, what's the first Mishnah? That's the very first Mishnah of the Perek that we saw there. He said, "Beshilem v'loratzali shavasis Rashi." When a guy pays money, he doesn't want to make a shua. So he said there he's entitled to the kefil and to the talan chamesh. If they find the ganav, then he gets the double money. And if the ganav stole the animal or shechted the animal, he gets four or five times. And he was connected with the shvur. So he says, Rabbi Yossi says, "What are you talking about? How can you make money of somebody else?" Same thing over there. That's the question that he asks him. Halacha kamoto, or halacha kamoto. So Amalei chaluk Rabbi Yossi af b'rishona, v'halacha kamoto af b'rishona. So Shmuel bar Yehuda, Avi paskes halacha, that even in that case, halacha be like Rabbi Yossi, and you'd always have to give the money back to the bala bayit. Because if by now we've got another machlok, Shmaita Tiya Amar Rabbi Lazar chaluk Rabbi Yossi af b'rishona. So Gemara requires another Shmaita, yeah, saying Rabbi Yossi as well, argued the Tanakama in the first bright as well. V'halacha kamoto af b'rishona, halacha takim as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that Moder Rabbi Yossi Bereshona Shekvar Shilem. Shilem in Lo Shilem. Remember, when we spoke about that in the beginning of the Perek, so we had a question there. We said that it's love Shilem Mamish. You don't have to actually have paid. It was good enough for the Shomer just to say that he's prepared to pay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan would agree, however, that if the Shomer had already paid, then he would be entitled to the money. Look at Rashi there. Shekfar shilem. Kodim shenimtzakel. Before they found the gun, if he had actually paid. V'kana kefakler. And then he actually acquired the right. Me'ikara adat dachi atal yadeh. Right? So shilem in, says the Gemara, lo shilem lo. So now we've got a situation here. Alokot Rabbi Yossi. But, said Rabbi Yochanan, if he did pay the money already, then he'd be entitled to the money. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree with that. He wants to say, Ha'am Rabbi Chibar Abba, Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan. But isn't Rabbi Chibar Abba himself, the one on Lamed Daniel who actually taught the Salocha, says, Amar in Rabbi Yochanan, lo shilem, shtayim amashe, lekeven shamar in Mishalim, api shalo shilem. So, but didn't we understand it there? Rabbi Yochanan was one who said that the Halocha is that even if he didn't actually pay, he just said it was good enough to pay. So, how come Rabbi Yochanan telling us now, Halocha, like Rabbi Yossi, but only if he actually paid physics? Doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Aima, Mori Rabbi Yossi, Barishonah, Shekvar Amar in Mishalim. So, the Gemara accepts it and says, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if the Shomer said he would pay, so then he wouldn't have to give it to the Bala Bayit, which messes up a little bit of the whole Chiddush. But seems like the Gemara is going round in circle again. Okay, new Mishnah. Amar Lishnai, Megah says to two people. We've seen this Mishnah before. It is quoted earlier in the Masechet. Amar Lishnai, Gazalti Lichad Mikem Mana, Avani Yudei Vezikem. I stole from one of you guys a mana, 100 zuz. I'm not sure who it was. But now I stop him and he wants to do good. Or he says to one of the guys, I said, one of your fathers, either your father, gave me a man to look after. I'm not sure who it was, and I want to give it back. So what's the halacha? Tanakama says, הוא נותן לזה מנה ולזה מנה שהודה מפי עצמו. Because he, Rashi says, yeah, מפי עצמו, he says, הוא הודה מפי עצמו, but we're fresh, we'll see the reason at all, but you can understand what it is, because he lifted him short adin, right? He wants to do the right thing. He wants to be good to Shammai. So since he admitted, and he went to them, he gives them each a mana. It's cost him tabo. Another case, Mishnah Shnaim, Shif Kiru Etzel Echad. Two guys gave something to a person to go after for them. Zeh mana, zeh mata. One gave him 100, and one gave him 200. Zeh meshti mata, zeh meshti mata. We saw this Gemara as well, early on. We've seen that. One guy, so now one was gave him 100 mana to look after, one gave him 200 mana to look after. Now they come to claim. He's not sure who was who. And they're both saying it was 200. So the Tanakhama says, Noten is a mana, but it's a mana. Give him each a mana. And the balance will wait till Yahu Navi comes. So what happens is, each guy's claiming 200, but they certainly, both of them, each gave 100. That we know. Just one guy also gave 200. So we give them both back the 100, which is Amachloket on. And the second 100 of one of them, the Balacham gives till Yahu Navi comes. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi again says, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't understand Tanakama. If you're doing this, is Imkem, I've seen that Ramai. The gun, if the liar never lost anything, why? Look at Rashi, Imkem, Lo Yodei Ram Levit. They'll never have any incentive to admit that he was lying. Because he gave you 100 and he got back 100. So what does he care? So I guess, I tried to steal from that guy the 100, it never worked. So he's not getting it either. I'm okay, he's not getting it. If you don't give any money back, so now they're both out of pocket. The Ramai would at least have an incentive to admit that he was lying and settle on the 100 and give the 200 to the other guy. So Rabbi Yossi says, Ela kol yemunach ad shavu liyahu. He says, no, you don't give anything back. You keep it all till Yahu Navi comes. And this is to act as an incentive that the guy will admit. So too, if two guys brought each a kli, one was worth 100, and one was worth 1,000. The good was mine. Same idea. Noten akatan lechad mehen. Tanakama says you give the small one to one of them, it's worth 100. Mitoch hagadol, and you got to sell the big one, you get 100. And you give noten to make katan l'shein, you give the other guy 100. And then the balance of the money, the change, the 900 from the second kli, you keep it till Yahweh comes. And the same thing, Yoshi says, Im ken ma'afshid ramah. There's no incentive here for the Ramai. What did he lose? They've lost anything. Ela, kol yemunach ad shavodiyahu. You don't give anybody the kalim, you take them both, and you say, when Yahu Navi comes, come back and fetch them. And now the gun is, they've got a Ramai, the liar's got an incentive to say he was lying, otherwise he's not going to get anything. The guy's not a Ramai, he's also not getting anything. But what can we do? The Gemara is like this. Alma, what do we learn from this case? Misveika mafkirim amona. Misfake mafkinan mamona. If there's a safek over here, because look, we weren't sure, according to Rabbi Yossi at least, right? We weren't sure which was the guy who gave the 200, which was the guy who gave the kli that was worth 1,000. Right? So he says over here, so what do we see from that case? He says that, mafkinan mamona, we don't give anybody money, velo aminan, oki mamona, becheskat mare. And we don't say, so I'm very tired. It's 2 o'clock in the morning for me now. He says, misfeike alma, misfeike mafkir mamona. What do we mean misfeike mafkir mamona? In the first case, the guy wanted to pay back. He wasn't sure to pay back. He said, I'm paying two people. Or he had something from one of the people, wasn't sure he gave it in to keep for him. He ended up giving it to two people. So from a safek, you had to pay out money. He says, I'm a misfake, mafkinamamona, we take out money. Because you might gradually tell the tenor zemi zemi zemi, you're going to get it both. Velo aminan okimamona, becheskat mare. Why don't we say that at the moment there's a chazoka that's with me, you guys are fighting over who it is, you don't know who it is, so I'm going to keep it. We could rush, velo aminan kishazet tovea vezeo mer any yodea, im necha nechavecha, okimamona becheskat nitpaze, shelo nafsid. Keep the money. We had with me and when Yahu comes. Why am I going to pay double? But it seems like we do. We pay double. We don't go after Chazoka. But there's a stereo. Why is there a stereo? Because on the other hand, The next part of Mishnah Brahminu, Shnaim Shev, Kilo Etzel Echad, Zemane Vezematayim, Zomen Shnimatayim, Zomen Shnimatayim, Utena Zemane Vezemane Vashay Yemunach, Ad Shevo Eliyahu. On the other hand, the second set of cases in the Mishnah, not according to Rabbi Yosi, according to Tanakama, was where both guys, each one gave you 100, both gave you 200. So what do? We give them each back 100, according to Rabbi, we keep 100. So yeah, we don't mafkin mamona. Why don't we have to say, give them both back 200 and the guy die, and the guy loses because of b'chazoka. So the Gemara says, Amalei, what together? I guess the Karamit, you're comparing stealing money and a pikadon when the guy gave you money. In the one case, the guy says, Gazal techami gave me money. I stole from each of you. I'm not sure it was. Second case, we said that two guys, hifkilu etzel echad, zeh manev zeh matam, and they weren't sure. So with the question, we're talking about Gezel Dabar Isura, when he stole money, comes from Rabbanan, there's a knas. So what's the knas? Not sure he stole from, he pays them both. Pikadon, when two guys bought together, you're not sure who gave you who. The law about Israel didn't any Isur. Law comes from Rabbanan, the Isur. What did you do with the Israel there for the Isur? There's no knas. The Gemara says, notices another steer. There's some more steers here. We're only picking up Pikadon. Rabbi Gezel, we even look into the different cases in our Mishnah of Pikadon. We'll see cases of, we'll see steerers. And with Gezel, we'll expand outside our Mishnah as well. We'll see other Mishnahs, also steerer. The Gemara says, what are those? Pikadon, Pikadon, Iktani Reisha. In the Reisha, we saw, Ya, O Aviv Shtechad, Mekem, Kiddes, Limane, Vadiyodah, Ezehu, Notel, Ezehmane, Ezehmane. When they gave them, each gave them, one gave them a money, one gave them a matai. So we said that you give them, right, shnaim shevkid, where was it? Avishal zeichad became of kid diman of any odeh. Sorry, now in the case of a pikadon as well, that one, we're not sure who the father was, they put a mana, they could give them both a mana. And now there's a stereo to the next, in the next case of the Mishnah, where two people brought him a pikadon. And one was for a money, one was for matam, one was for 200. And there we said, keep the second 100 back. So in the first case, it's both pikadon now. Case number one, we pay them both. And case number two, we don't pay them both double. We pay them both what the minimum amount is, we keep the change. So Amarav Rava says, no. There's a reason why there's a difference between the ratio and the sefer. Ratio, na sakim yishiv kidu lo b'shnei krichot. Tavalei lemeda. He says, in the first case, right, where he wasn't sure. Look at Rashi. Rashi, the chad gavriv kidetzlo. Really, it was one person. Just, right, he's one person. He wasn't sure who the person was. It was your father or your father. It was actually one father. So therefore, it's treated as if, look at Rashi. Rashi, the chad gavriv kidetzlo. V'havilei kishnaim shiv kidetzlo b'vishnei krichot. But really, in his mind, there were two parents, two people around. He's not sure which one it was. So if he got from two people in two different bundles, so he might have made a mistake. In the second case, they came together. And look, and they say, it's the safer, Nasik Mishiv Kiro Lobikrachechad. Now, in the second case, they both came together. But what, so in the first case, they didn't come together. He's not sure who it was. So he's got a mixture up. So therefore, he should have been paid more attention. Pay attention. And if two guys came to him independently, and therefore he could have made a mistake, he should have been aware that they didn't. I'll explain the second part, and we'll go back and explain what I'm trying to say. And that's the first part. In the sefer, what's a sefer? Nasek mishif kiblo bekrach echad. When the lo havel ele meida, you go into afkilu tavay baharadale bechad zimna. Two guys came at the same time. The one brought 200, the other 100. And they didn't worry about coming separately and making a big fuss about who they were. They might even be good friends. And they brought them at the same time. So he says, if those guys weren't hassled about making a big fuss about being independent, must I worry about it? So that's why he got mixed up. And that's why now he has to get both back double. And that's why in the first case, even though there's only one person, but from a halachic standpoint, when he looks at these two people and says, I'm watching, it was you or your father brought me the money, he should have paid more attention, because if two separate people had come at two separate times and cared about not being together, because he's not even sure which one it was only one, but it could have been either one. So therefore, he should have paid more attention. And that's why these chayyim are going to pay back double. The Gemara that was with pikel pikadon. The Gemara brings the same steer now with regards to grami gezel agezel. With regards to stealing. Ketanya, in our Mishnah, we learned, Amar Shtayim gazal tilechad bekem mana v'enyo dez bekem. He stole from one of two guys, not sure he stole from. Or aviv shelechad bekem yivkid di mana v'enyo dez, or ezi noten mana zev mana zek. Going to pay them both back. On the other hand, so we see it costs him double. Now that we've got a case, we saw this not long ago, Baba Kama, I think also Ramini, this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, yes. And we have this case, Gazal Echad B'chamisha, a guy stole from one of five people. When you're there, Ezim and Gazal, I'm not sure which of the five he stole from. Zeo Meroti Gazal, Zeo Meroti Gazal, all of them are saying from me. What did the Mishnah say there? Meniach Gazal Ebenehem, put down the money, Umistani can run away and leave it. That's very deep, very tarifun. Right? So, and Rabbi told me, let them fight it out. Let them fight it out. The question is, I saw Zab Machloket Rishonim, whether he splits it up between them, and then basically none of them get back the whole amount of money. Or he puts it down and he says, you fight out between you, and he hopes that really the guy's going to ultimately get back the money, because he's Din with Shamayim, he's the person he stole from. He's a person he stole from. And he wants that person to get it back. So a bit of a difficulty. But anyhow, but the bottom line is over here, in our Mishnah, when he says, I'm not sure which one I stole from, you or you, ends up paying them both. In the Baba Kama, he says, I'm not sure which one of the five of you I stole from, and he gives them one amount, and they pay. So it says the Gemara. So that's the steer. The Gemara doesn't give the answer on the steer, doesn't reconcile it. But the Gemara now goes back to our original question we had when we started looking at the Gimel Mem, in the middle of the Amor, the Gemara there. Says Alma Misfeika Mafkina Mamona Vulamrin Okiman Bekeskamar. We proved, we said, on occasion our Mishnah, that he has to actually fork out money because of a safek and not go after Chazoka. The Gemara says, Alma Misfeika Mafkina Mamona. So we see back again over here now, he ends up paying, even in the case of the five. He pays back, he doesn't keep it with him until he's got it sorts out the safek. So the Gemara says, well, it's a reminder, but didn't dachik Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was the one who said there that he gives them one of the five. What makes you think that our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon from our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Diktani Allah, Tahi Mone Rabbi Tarfon, Mene Shlaim, Kazal Tichat Mekem Mane, Mene Dez Bekem, Shlotem Nezem Mane, Vezem Mane, because Rabbi Tarfon agrees. So the Gemara says now, Hatam de Ketabailei, Hacha bevor latzit leshamayim. The Gemara gives a difference. It says now, okay, so what was the difference? How come then the five, he never had to give them all five? Because there, the one guy came to him and said, you stole from me. And the other guy said, you stole from the other. And five guys all claimed he stole from them. Now, you know, he admitted he stole from one. So because they claimed and he was paying them back, he just threw one into the middle and ran away. But here in our case, that's what I think Rashi mentioned, Rashi said over here, that Shehoda b'fnei atzmo, he says, explain in the Gemara, Hatam Rabbi Hachem bavo latzei tidei shamayim. Here he wants to be yotzei with shamayim, right? And therefore, here he, in order to be yotzei with shamayim, he's got to pay double. Look, Rashi, Hachem bavo latzei tidei shamayim. Me'elav ba limalech ma yasev lo yanesh. He came to consult and say, what should I do so I won't get punished? Tahash tevare amrina yidei shamayim lo yatzat. If as a result of me not knowing who the person was I stole from, I say, I'm going to give him until Eliyahu and Navi comes. In the meantime, the guy I stole from is being stocked. So if I want to do good, I've got to pay him back. And I'm not sure it is, so I'm going to pay them both back. But in the other case, it wasn't me, it was them. They came to complain. The Gemara says, we can take an army, we can see it actually in the Lashon. Right? That's the Mishnah said there. Shehoda b'fnei atzmo, he admitted on his own. Shma mina, that's the Bakan. Now go across the bright Amar Marhatam, the Kedabayle. So there we said, in the case then, Baba Kama with the five guys, they came to claim. He didn't go and volunteer, they came to claim. So there was a question. In that case, in there, when they came to claim from all these five guys, Vahala Matoin, what does he reply? Good Rashi, the very last Rashi in Amud, the Kol Echa, Diktani Meniach, said about him, he said, what do we say? Put the money down and run away. But so what does he say to the guys when they come? Shavu'ra Amarav, he says, Halashotek, he just keeps quiet. And Rav Matam, Rav's machloket here with Inra. And Rav Matam, Rav says, no. Harat Sameach, he shouts at them, no, it's not you, you're wrong. I don't know you fathers, anyone in you, blah, 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 blah. Rashi says, I'm going to call you, I don't even know you are. So Gemara says, man, dama halat Sameach. The one who says that he shouts and screams and performs, he'll say that, why does he have to shout? That's Rav Matam, Rav Rav. I'm going to stick if he keeps quiet. Right, like the first case of Rabbi Yudas in the Murav. So then that's Chikik Kohoda, as if he's admitting to all of them. And Ubadam Halashtak Shtika Dacha Dav Kodah. So how does Rav Yudas say that he keeps quiet? Moshe says, Halashtak Shtika Dacha Lav Kohodahi. This type of being quiet is not a Hodah. When five guys all shout at you stop from them, and you admit that you stop from one of them, keeping quiet is not a Hodah. Okay. The Gemara says, Matzi Amalei. Right? Hai, deshtiki lekochad vachad, da'amina, til mahayu. So he says, at the end of the day, why is he keeping quiet? In other words, why is the keeping quiet idea not like hoda'ah? Because really, by keeping quiet is a way of sort of responding to saying, it could be you. You start off from me, it could be you. You start from me, it could be you. You start from me, it could be you. Just by keeping quiet, is it almost like saying, yes, it could be you. I'm not acknowledging you, because I only acknowledge just not for one person. But that one person, could it be you? Now, in that same writer there, we said, the maniach said about him, mistalek. So now the Gemara says, v'shakile kulu v'asle. Right, so now, right, this is what I saw this Bachar Yishon earlier. He said, what, and they all take a bit? I will take a bit, look at Rashi, Rashi, have a shak like kulu vasla, nimtza ze mutzi miyado, then I've said, I'm going to grab a because if they're all going to grab a piece now right away, then the guy who really was stocked and was starting, he's never going to get it back, because the guy's done, the gun now has given it back. But the nigzal, or the nignav, they're never going to get it back, they're going to get a small part back. Right, so that's what he says, what, do we just leave it and go? But how can it be? The Gemara says now, right? That we've learned this as well not long ago. Where was this? A couple of days ago, 10 days ago. He says, "Kol safek hinuach lechatchila lo yito v'imnata lo yachze." We saw that whenever you look at something, you see something which is a safek, if it was put there or it was lost. Right? Look at Rashi, the third one, lads. Matzad abar she'embo siman b'tzad makom she'mishtamer katzat. You find something which hasn't got a sign, there's no signs, markings on it. It's an area where it's a little bit guarded. Lo shechicha in shed azle. It's not a place where people are going to steal from. Yesh lizfuke she'midah tunachsham l'gniza. Maybe the guy left it there. Rashi says, yeah, midah tunachsham l'gniza. But I don't think l'gniza like forever, like just to hide it. Right, so then what do we say with that aloha? We said, Lechatchil lo yitlenu. Rashi says, lo yitlen lo yitol. Rashi says, yeah, amotzo she kishiyavo ba'alav lo yimtzu v'siman ein bo shiachki tefichach yanichu te. V'alav yavo yitlenu v'kol she kain devara hinuach k'ritna matzak li ba'ashpa mechus lo yigav. Rashi says, what's happening over here? If you find a kid out of siman, so you shouldn't take it, why? Because if you're going to think it's a chance the guy left it there, if it's got no siman, and you take it, you never have to be able to announce it and give it back to anybody. And in the meantime, the Balabat will come and look for it, it won't be there. And he says, something definitely you know is put there, you definitely shouldn't take it. Like we saw, like if somebody puts things like in a rubbish bin, rubbish shop, it doesn't get clean for 30 days, and they hide it under, said, you shouldn't touch it. So what's the question? So he knew Achalechi lo yitol, v'imata lo yachzir. So now, the question with these guys who take the money is, but if the money was put there as a safek kinuach, no one really knows who it's for, so they shouldn't really take it. And then if they take it, lo yach, I'm suffering now, v'yaniach. So I said, no, what does it mean, v'yaniach? Good Rashi over here. I'm Rav Safra, v'yaniach. Hari tani nistalek, lad de lishkelu inu velizlu. V'lo shu etzenu miyado, el etem mu nachat biyado ashit barer adavar. So Rav Safra says, no, it changes the whole thing on its head. He says, you don't just put the money there and run away, like I've been saying. You go there and you try and sort it out who the right owner is. Behind mistalek, when we use the word mistalek, which means that he runs away, goes away, it means mistalek siluka dinu. Right? It means that he's now finished with the din. He's not going to have a din with Shammai because he's done the right job. Why? V'yaniach k'zeru b'fnehem b'beit din. He puts it to beit din in front of all these five guys. V'yomar. B'ruru shomiyu v'yito. You work it out between the five of you. It is and take it. U'mistarek min ha-din. That's what he says. U'mistarek, complete different meaning. He says, now you finished with the din because you've done your job. Right? V'akzeru yaniach b'yado ad shavoniyahu. And then either he keeps it or Beit Din keeps it or somebody keeps it and they're going to sort it out until Eliyahu Anavi comes. Like says, I'm going to have Eliyahu Rava. He says, me and Rabbi Akiva, right? Didn't Rabbi Akiva say, these all Gemara's that you've already seen, right? There's a Gemara which we saw as well. I think we saw it in Baba Kama, but maybe earlier in this Masechta, where he says, me and Rabbi Akiva, lo zo haderech motziato mida aveira, adishlem gzeleko chad v'chad. Did Rabbi Akiva really say this? That you can just give one and run away? Did Rabbi Akiva say, or with a bait? You know, because you've got to give all five of them. Rabbi Akiva says, you've got to actually pay back all five guys. Because you're not sure it was. So Alma, so we go back to our discussion we started with the sugya today. It seems like now because of the doubt, it's going to cost you money. You're going to pay lots of money. Because the law, we don't say, just keep the money where the chazoka is. No, you got to suffer. Pay all five. The word now says v'raminu, but it's a bit of a stira. Why? What's the stira? Quite a gemara over here. It's a gemara coming up with a bacha, but we've seen it before. It's now fala bait ala ba'alimo. Guy was walking or in a house, and the house collapsed on him and his mother. Now look at Rashi. Now fala bait ala ba'alimo. Ve'ein yodeya ezeh meit rishon v'ayu le'imo nechassim beit avir. And we're not sure who died first. The mother or the son or her son. And the mother had her own assets, not the husband's assets, from her father. That she inherited from her father. So who would get those assets? Her son. But her son would only get them if she predeceased him. If he predeceased her, then it gets split up now to the rest of the wife's family. The son's family might get a stake, but it seems like he would have got all of it. So look what the Gemara says. Yeah, why is this a stira? Now followed by Blavarimo, Yosha ben Omrim, the heirs of the son say, Ha'ei meit rishon, the granny died first. Right? Yosha ben Omrim, and now the other beneficiaries of the mother, if the son was out the picture, would say what? Ha'ben meit rishon. No, the son died first. If the son died for the Rashi, V'lo yarash rivo lo horish etchem nechassim, and Ha'ben meit rishon, v'chakach meit imo v'ani yoshim mata. So they say, what do you want? The son died, he was gone, but the mother died, the son was already dead. And therefore, he never inherited anything, and therefore, his children don't get anything, we get it all. Right? What's the brighter say over there? The brighter says, Eilu v'eilu modim sheyachloku. Who's Eilu v'eilu? They both agree. Right, Rashi says, "Behila met shama net machloke desh nechuku benefilot acherot peperek mishemet." It's a peperek mishemet. Bet shama omim yachloku behila omim nechassim mecheskato kar modim. In this particular case, they both agree that they would split the money, the yoshi. Anyway, the modim sheyachloku. I'm Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, "What? Mode ani bezo shanechassim becheskatan." Rabbi Akiva says, "Af api she'ani mishel Beit Shammai." V'omer v'shar nefilot yachloku. Amazing. Rabbi Akiva says it in this particular machlok, and he starts with Beit Shammai on the other machlokot. Bezo, he says, in this particular case, ani mudeh Rabbi Hillel she'anechasim b'cheskatan u'pligi amorai b'cheskat mi v'hatem v'ashtam. He says, then we will sit over there. Rabbi Hillel seems to say that no, the money stays b'cheskatan. So we said a moment ago that based on Rabbi Yochanan, about Rabbi Akiva's explanation on that Gemara, the Baba Kama with the five people, that we don't say b'cheskatan, we say mamon b'safek mafkinan, we pay it out. And yet, here we're going to steer it over here with another case. Rabbi Yochanan says, you give Rabbi Hillel, that Yataka, the money stays b'cheskatan. What's the chazoka? I'm not sure what the chazoka would be here.
So who's the chazok Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Akiva? The chazok is Avias. Machloket Tana exactly who the chazok is. If the money stays with who's got the money, it's not so clear, right? It's actually a machloket where the money goes. But the bottom line is that there Rabbi Yochanan says that yachloku. So right, he says on the one hand. And Rabbi Akiva says no. The money does stay. There's no mafkinan the chazoka misafek. So that's the steel Gemara brings. So basically, Rabbi says hatam. You can't compare the two. Why? Because there, in the case of the house, shashem v'shema, it's a safek v'safek. In other words, maybe the mother died first. Maybe the son died first. Gezel on the other hand, gazal echad mi'chamisha. Yeah, the guy definitely stole money from one of these five. It's not safek of, did he steal, didn't he steal? He stole. The question is, who did he steal from? So it's a case of Bari Bashema. Bari, that he stole the money. Shema, maybe it was from you, maybe it was from you. We're just not sure who it was. Right? So that's the difference. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. He said at the end, Hachi Bari Bashema, kol echad v'echad omer oti gazal. Everyone says you stole from me. Right? Hainu ta'anat vada. And that's the vada. Somebody, the money was stolen from him. V'zilmer and yodah. Ubari Adif Mishema, and the guy doesn't know who. So yeah, it's what's the case there. He sticks the money down, he goes away because it's a Bari Mishema in the house. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that the money stays b'chazoka? Because there it's a Shema v'Shema. So the Gemara says, "Why am I knitting the hacha Amar l'shnayim gazalt l'chad mikem mana?" In our case, the Mishnah we saw stuff from one of you. Yeah, again, it's a Shema v'Shema. Because it's either you or it's either you. Maybe you. Tainu tena zemana zemana, and the Gemara says, "No, you got to give it to each one of them." So it seems like it's not really. I don't know why the Gemara thinks it's a Shema v'Shema. It's not a Shema Bari. It's a Bari that I stole from one of you. It's just a Shema, how much you stole from. But why don't I? The Gemara's like, well, maybe it was you, maybe it was you, and I've got to give them both to you. So he says, right? And we said we got to pay them all back. The Gemara says, no. I mean, how do we know? And we're trying to bring it as a stira against Rabbi Akiva. I mean, look, so the Gemara says, why Rabbi Akiva? How did it Rabbi Akiva? What makes it Rabbi Akiva? Now the Masorah Shas adds in here, which is missing from our Gemara's. So she says, Dilma Rabbi Tarfoni. Maybe it's Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, so then it wouldn't be a steer against Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's Rabbi Tarfon. Diktani Allah Dahi. We learned on this. Modi Rabbi Tarfon. Bo Meneshnaim Gazalt Lichad Mekem Mane Ben Yodez Mekem Bechule. But Rabbi Tarfon, he says, that seems to say that I agree that if you stole from one, from Gazalt Lichad Mekem one of you, I'm not sure it was, you give them all the money. The Gemara says, Leman Modi, who's, say if it's not Rabbi Akiva, and you're saying that Modi Rabbi Tarfon, who's Rabbi Tarfon agreeing with? It must be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is Bar Plukta, he's the guy that he always argues with. So it's clear that in this sugya, it's a machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon agrees, it means he agrees with Rabbi Akiva, so it means it is Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to steer against Rabbi Akiva, we're back to square one. Because Modi Rabbi Tarfon, that with two gazalta, and he had to Shema v'Shema again. So if you look at it, we seem to have the steer with Rabbi Akiva. So you might have Shema v'Shemu. Maybe it's not a Shema v'Shema. You know, like I even think. Khada says, firstly, no one's come to claim money. V'od hatra b'chia, zilmer and yodah, v'zilmer and yodah. Rabbi Chia, we've seen, already the expert on our brightest. Rabbi Chia says that in both cases over here, they're both saying, I don't know, and yodah. Look at Rashi, Tarim Bechia, Zilmer and Yodah, Zilmer and Yodah. Velogas and Yachlok, we don't see the girls split it. They're both not sure. Vachi Pershov, Oad Ha Tarim Bechia, Rashi Zilmer, Rashi Rabins. Lach, but I'm not bright to the Gazalti, the Chadmik, when the Mishnah says, I stole from one of you, I stole from. So the bright to there, that Rashi is in the Tosefta, he says, Et Chadmikim, but Tosefta delay. Vatani Lachi Amar Lishnaim, Gazalti Chadmikim, and Yodah, Ezu Zilmer and Yodah, Zilmer and Yodah. Both of them said, I'm running with me. So then you give them both back, right? So Alma says, "Kiriyamu matnitin." Alma b'shema v'shema askinan. The Gemara says, "No, we are talking about a shema v'shema." The Gemara says, "How kimla b'vala tzeit d'shamayim?" So what was the answer? There, you're right. There's a lot of din. We can't even quite do the stereo because there's a lot of din. In the case of the five guys, they're claiming the money from him. So there's a din. He's got to pay it back. Here, none of them are claiming the money. It's all lifting mishra din over here. To try and do right in Hashem's eyes. Amar Rav and Rav Ashi, Umi Amar Rava Kol B'Shtei Krichot Havelel Meidach. Now we go back to our very very first question. We explained that what was the story here. The story here was that when, I'm not sure who gave me the money. He said that one of your parents, one of your fathers gave me the money. I'm not sure who it was. Not the stealing. I'm not sure what. I've got to pay them both back. So the reason why he's got to pay them both back is because the fact he's not sure which one it was, it's tantamount to as if two guys came, right? And they each gave him the money separately. And therefore, by giving it separately, it was... They came individually. It was they didn't want to be together. So he should have paid attention. So he says, "I'm a call." Where do who says? He says, "Who may I have called b'shtei kricho tavel elamidak?" Then when it comes like as two guys independently with different bundles, you've got to be very particular. If we wanted to say they were giving him a knas because he didn't. V'hamarava, maybe it was Rabbo. Maybe Rav Papa said, "Hakol modi b'shtei shef kido etzer roe." Everybody agrees that when you put your when two guys come and place their animals with a shepherd. You can just take your animal and you can go away. You don't have to, the shepherd doesn't have to be sure what was going on. You could rush at the bottom. I call Modim Shev Kiru. There's a Bachelor of Kivari Rabbi Tarfon. We saw that they had the Barei Plukta. Masechet Bachorot. Shnaim Shev Kiru Zetale Echad Ze. Shnaim Shev Kiru Zetale Echad Ze. Shnaim Ze Omer Shnaim Sheli. Ze Omer Shnaim Sheli. So that one guy gave one animal, one guy gave two animals. One, both of them are now saying the two animals are mine. And that's two krichot. And even if they were particular and they came independently, it's easy to see that one guy's bringing one guy's bringing two. It's not like where they each bring money or each bring one animal, you're not sure who it was, but yeah, one guy brought two, one guy brought one. Right? The bishlam gabe krichot mabon is money hole, the elu, the elu, tshurin, they're all tied up. We can even, with money, it's even easier to understand. They came with bundles, one had a bigger bundle, a smaller bundle, but you're not sure who was who. They came together. It seems to me that you should be more makpid on the two animals or one animal. And even there we said, and the guy's away. So how come, so where do we even get this from? That a whole underlying reason why he was responsible for the money was because he should have been more clear. You see, with animals, where it's a greater possibility to distinguish, we don't hold it against him. So, Amalehatam Keshuda Be'edro Shoroi Shalomi Dachu. No, 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 you can't quote that bright at all. I'm talking about a case where people left shepherds without the shepherd's knowledge. Here, you gave money to the guy with his knowledge. So, we see that we can't even use that as an example. Bottom line, the Gemara leaves us a bit of a up in the air story, but we seem to be stuck to the Shem of a Bari concept. Then the Mishnah said, "V'chein shnei kelim echad yafe mani v'chad yafe elef zuz." When God brought you one, brought you a clear of 1,000, clear of 100, and Tanakama said that you give the one clear of 100 back to the other guy, you sell the clear of 1,000, you give the other guy 100 shekel zuz, and the 900 you keep it liyahu and it becomes a real. See, what are you talking about? Then the ganif isn't the ramah isn't mafsid anything at all. So why do we need both cases? The Gemara implicitly asked the question of why do we need both cases of the money and a case of the kli? Why don't you just learn one of them? God brought you 100 zuz or 200 or a kli of 100 and a kli of 1,000. Seems to the same thing. Why do we need them both? If you spoke about the money, would it say that Bahikam Rabbanan, would it say their Rabbanan seemed to say that you should give each back 100 and keep the 100? Why? We shouldn't be like upset. There's no real loss. Why is there no loss? Because you're not going to break anything up. You know, if you take 200 zuz, you split it up into 100 and 100, you either got 100 and 100, and you keep back another 100, that 100 still stays 100. About Baha'i, they kept the gadol, right? But yeah, if you've got one kli, a small kli, other guys have got a big kli, expensive kli, you're now going to sell the big kli and give him back the money that's equal to the small kli, then you keep the rest of the money, at the end of the day, you've lost the kli. And there could be loss because he might not be able to replace that kli again. I don't know, maybe it's some sort of like urn of like, you know, a very important porcelain piece. Now you've sold it, so Anachinam, you got the money, but the inherent value in the kli is gone. Look at Rashi, Pseida Gadol, Shel Kli Gadol, Sheshavru, you've basically broken it up. Kshavoy Liyav, Yomar Shomihu, Nimtza Mafsid B'Shvirato. Now, because the Gemara is saying you broke it up and sold the pieces, but you have to go so far as actually breaking it up. Just even just selling it and getting the money. So, big deal, the guy's got the money now. He's got 100 zuz out of the 1,000. When Liyav comes along and tells him which of the guys it was, he's not getting his kli back. He might get the money back, but who knows, the kli by then might have gone up to be worth 10,000. So in a case like that, maybe we'd say, I'm with Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Namur Rabbi Yossi, that you don't do such a thing. So that's what we had to learn, both the kli and on the other hand, we just learned about the kli. we'd say, but how come Rabbi Yossi? That's what Rabbi Yossi says, that you've got to give back, that you mustn't separate the kli. Like Rashi said, Mishum Kodub Saragado. But with regard to the money, maybe Rabbi Yossi might even agree with Rabbanan, therefore Tricha, we need them both. And the Gemara says, right, but the high time of Rabbi Yossi, now when we try to explain what Rabbi Yossi's reason was, Mishum Hefzad Ramayu, are we really worrying about the Ganef? Right? Krugerashi have a cabin the time of Bahi, Mali Kli Mali Maot, Bahi Tesakadat Lemma, the Maot Molly Rabbanan, Bahmai Istrich Lematne. So Rabbi Yossi says over here, according to the Rashi, explains it. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, we might say, what do you mean, why would we need to only teach two? We might have thought that the din might be a little bit different, right? And he only said the Kli and not with the money. But our second possibility that Rabbi Yossi might agree, why do we even think that? Right, in other words, remember, Rosh Rabbi Yosef says that you've got to leave it all till Yahweh and Navi comes. So Mishum Hefzad Ramah, Ed Tarval Rabbanan is Trich. So Gemara said that you're right. It's really why Rabbanan needed them both, not why Rabbi Yosef needed them both. Pashut that for Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yosef not only worried about Hefzad Merubah of the thing. Rabbi Yosef, in both cases, is concerned. His issue is not really concerned. Rabbi Yosef's reasoning is he doesn't want the Ramai, the liar, in any way to benefit. So he, with him, it's clear that that we probably wouldn't need to din him. Or it's the same din in both cases, but to Rabbanan we need both din. That's when it says Velozu, Avzu, Katani. And once we think about Rabbanan, we also spoke about Rabbi Yosef at the same time.